I said that for Mark.
If we're here still at 11, I'll be very surprised. How many have been to one of these before? I know Ron's been here, I've been here. Yeah, and okay. So they do go pretty quickly, hopefully. And so anyways, let's go ahead and get started. For those of you who don't know me, I think everybody's met me before. I'm John Minto, the mayor of the city of St. T. And it turns out that I'm running the meeting today because I was the vice chair. And Mary's gone. And so I'm going to go ahead and ask the roll be called.
Thank you, Vice Chair Minto. As a reminder, we're recording this meeting, so I ask that you all please unmute your microphone when speaking. I ask you to please state here when I call your name. For the record, I'm Andrew Potter. I'm the clerk of the Board of Supervisors. Also serve as the clerk of the City Selection Committee. So thank you all for being here. Carlsbad, Mayor Blackburn. Chula Vista, Mayor McCann.
Present.
Coronado, Councilmember Duncan.
Present.
Del Mar, Mayor Martinez.
Here.
El Cajon, Mayor Wells.
Here.
Encinitas, Mayor Kranz.
Here.
Escondido, Mayor White.
Present.
Imperial Beach, Mayor Aguirre.
Here.
La Mesa, Mayor Arpastatas.
Here.
Lemon Grove, Councilmember Mendoza.
Here.
National City, Mayor Morrison.
Present.
Oceanside, Mayor Sanchez.
Present.
Poway, Deputy Mayor Leonard.
I'm here.
San Diego, Councilmember Whitburn. San Marcos, Mayor Jones.
Here.
Santee, Mayor Minto.
Here.
Solana Beach, Mayor Huebner.
Here.
Vista, Mayor Franklin. And Vice Chair Minto, we have a quorum of 15 members present.
Thank you very much. So what we're going to do next is select a new chair and vice chair. And so if somebody wants me out of here.
I'd like to make a motion.
Lisa?
I'd like to nominate Mayor Esther Sanchez for chair.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay.
I would like to make an alternate motion to make Mayor John Minto chair. So move.
Second.
Okay. So I guess we'll take that as a substitute motion, so we'll handle that one first. So are there any comments, any questions? Okay, then, did you catch what all that was?
Thank you. We have a substitute motion by Mayor McCann, seconded by Mayor Jones, to nominate Mayor Minto as chair.
Okay, and do you want to do that as a roll call vote?
Yes, please.
All right, then. We'll call for the vote on that by roll call.
Thank you. And I'll call those present. Mayor McCann?
Aye.
Councilmember Duncan?
Aye.
Mayor Martinez?
John?
No.
What's your space then?
Mayor Wells?
Aye.
Mayor Kranz?
Yes.
Mayor White?
Aye.
Mayor Aguirre?
Yes.
Mayor Arapostatas?
Yes.
Councilmember Mendoza?
Aye.
Mayor Morrison?
Aye.
Mayor Sanchez?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Leonard?
Aye.
Mayor Jones?
Aye.
Mayor Minto?
Aye.
Mayor Huebner?
Yes.
I see Mary Franklin is here?
Aye.
That motion passes with Mayor Martinez voting no, all other mayors being present and voting in.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. And so I guess it, what was the roll call vote? What did you say? I'm sorry, I missed. You said the number of votes on that?
15-1.
Okay, I'm sorry, I missed it. I was thinking of something else. Okay, thank you. Then we'll go to a motion to select the vice chair nominations.
I'll make a motion for Esther Sanchez as vice chair. Second.
I have a motion and a second. Are there any other nominations? Not hearing any. And can we move that by acclamation then and appoint her chair? We can do that,
vice
right?
Chair.
I mean vice chair, I'm sorry.
It's vice chair, sure. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. That motion passes unanimously with all committee members who are present voting aye.
Thank you very much. Next, I'm going to turn this over to Andrew to explain the process today.
we'll move on to
Item C.
Minutes.
Okay. You know, I've got a script here, and it's a long script.
I move to approve the minutes.
I second that.
All right, I have a motion and a second. Any questions? Comments? Not hearing any, please vote. Let's do a all vote at one time. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, say no. Thank you very much. Now that takes us to the appointment of regular member from North Inland County Subregion to the Local Agency Formation Commission, also known as LAFCO, to fill an existing vacant term that expired May 1, 2023, and appoint a new term to begin May 1, 2023, and expire May 1, 2025. There is a. Did everybody get the attachments? Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. Included in your agenda packet and posted online for the public is the request from the San Diego Local Agency Formation Commissioner, LAFCO, requesting the committee to make several appointments. Based on the 2023 rotation, the committee's appointments to LAFCO will be representatives from the North Inland Region, the North Coastal Region, and the alternate member from the East Region. The South County Subregion, consisting of the cities Chula Vista, Coronado, National City, and Imperial Beach, would rotate off of the commission. The North Inland Subregion, consisting of the cities of Escondido, Poway, San Marcos, and Vista, needs to fill the existing vacant term that expires May 1st of this year and make an appointment for the new term to begin May 1st, 2023 and expire May 1st, 2025. And the second action, item E, will be for the North Coastal Subregion, consisting of the cities of Carlsbad, Del Mar, Encinitas, Oceanside, and Solana Beach, to fill a regular member for a new four-year term that will expire May 1st, 2027. Then finally, the committee will make an appointment for the East County Subregion, which is the cities of El Cajon, La Mesa, Lemon Grove, and Santee, to fill an alternate seat for a new term that begins May 1st and expires May 1st, 2025. So essentially, the appointments will be made based on the rotation of the nomination rights, agreements to subregion, assignments to subregions, and specific to the 2023 rotation. So we'll go through each of these individually. The first item is the North Inland County Subregion appointment for regular member to LAFCO to fill the existing vacant term that expires May 1st, 2023, and appoint a new term to begin May 1st, 2023, and expire May 1st, 2025. Again, the cities for the North Inland County Subregion include Escondido, Poway, San Marcos, and Vista. And so with that, if there's any clarifying comments about the rotation, I know it's complex, we're going to work through each of these. But essentially, each mayor from the respective subregion can nominate an individual to the committee. And then the respective subregion, with an understanding that there's been some dialogue or consideration for that nomination, and then only members of those subregions can nominate, and then the full committee would take a vote as a whole. So at this time, it would be appropriate to solicit a nomination from the North Inland Subregion that includes Escondido, Poway, San Marcos, and Vista. And I will note that we received two nominations for Escondido Mayor Dane White. If there are any additional nominations, I'll defer to the chair to solicit those.
Are there any other nominations? All right, then. We'll take a nomination, though, to make this legit, so to speak. So we have a nomination. Do we have a member that will nominate them, Dane White?
I will.
Okay, Mayor Franklin. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Jones. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, say no. All right, then. Then that takes us to the appointment of the regular member for the North Coastal County Subregion. And do we have nominations that came in for that?
We do, thank you. And so this is for the North Coastal County Subregion, which includes the cities of Carlsbad, Del Mar, Encinitas, Oceanside, and Solana Beach. We received one nomination for Solana Beach, Councilmember Christine Becker.
And I will nominate her here.
Second.
Thank you. I have a motion and a second. And did you get through that list?
Evener and Sanchez.
Thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Thank you. And then appointment of alternate member from the East County Subregion to the LAFCO Formation for the two-year term. Actually, that's to for a partial term. Mm-hmm. And that's replacing can't remember.
This,
for Christie, right?
The East region is now rotating on to the rotation, right?
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
So, and you have nomination letters?
We did not receive any nominations in advance of the meeting.
Okay. I know that I sent in a nomination letter for Mayor John McCann, and the reason is that...
This is the East County one.
That's correct. It turns out that we don't have a lot of annexation issues in East County. And I thought since Chula Vista is dealing with a lot of different annexation issues right now, that it might be good to have him in the mix on that. So, and we're willing to waive that two-year term. This is just a two-year term. Yes.
If I can go ahead and just make a statement, because appreciate everybody for being here today. I would respectfully like your support for the mayor of Chula Vista to be an alternate on LAFCO. As Mayor Minto said, we have a tremendous amount of items, all the way from a major housing provider trying to be able to annex into the city of Chula Vista. As you know, as a mayor of your city, if you had a piece of property that was in the county that you were providing all the services, or potentially providing all the services, it was a good government thing to have them in your city, as well as we have multiple islands, county islands, that we need to be able to take care of, and many line adjustments with the county and the city of San Diego to be able to do that. I also believe that I'm incredibly experienced. Obviously, in the 90s, I was on the Housing Commission, Planning Commission, council member for 4 years. We've taken the city from approximately 200,000 people to almost 300,000 people. So the land use and what goes on at LAFCO is my bailiwick. And I'm also somebody who would be very collaborative for good government, and my door would always be open to everyone to find solutions and work together on making sure. So I would just respectfully appreciate your vote and support to be able to be on LAFCO because of the city of Chula Vista. Thank you.
I have a question for staff. This is a request to appoint from the East County subregion. May the subregion decide not to serve and allow another subregion to serve in his place?
Yes, the rotation is in the City Selection Committee Rules and Regulations, and that the committee could, as a whole, amend those rules and have an amendment to the rotation schedule.
For this rotation only?
For this rotation.
I see. So would that require a previous motion to amend for this rotation in order to be able to do the nomination?
Correct. Well, the motion would include the amendment to the rotation in order to appoint the South County representative.
So it'd be one single motion to amend for this seat only, for this time only.
Yes.
Okay.
Another question. Does that mean that South County goes out of the rotation again, and that the East County then replaces them in the future? That complicated graph that we saw?
Yes, it would be up to the committee at the next appointment schedule.
Okay,
on what the rotation would be.
When you send that out again, will it still say South County down there? And then it would be up to the committee to change that, or will you swap it to this county?
It would be up to the maker of the motion if that's what they want to do, swap out the schedule.
No, my intent is to leave it exactly the way it is for now, and with that amendment to just do for this two-year alternate position. And the term that remains. So
for clarification, Chair, would this need to be from South County or East County, or is it from anyone that's on the board today?
We recommend that the nomination come from East County because that's part of the rules combined,
okay,
then to make the motion to amend the rules.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's actually my motion.
I'll second.
Okay, thank you.
It would have to be an East County person to second.
Aye.
Yes, okay, got it.
Yeah, we still.
I didn't see where it went.
We're still looking.
That's right, that's no.
It wasn't me.
You were part of East County?
Sorry.
And we're still gonna allow Elkhorn to be in East County. So don't mess it up.
The people of Elkhorn, thank you, John.
Okay, are there any question, other questions, comments, or other kind of nominations? Okay, not hearing any then, I'll just call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. All right, that passes, thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.
And then the next item is appointment of one member to seat number two of the Countywide Redevelopment Successor Agency Oversight Board. The biggest question is anybody interested in that? I guess more than, is there a nomination? Is anybody interested?
When are the meetings and all of that?
Do you have that information?
Yes, the meetings take place on the third Thursday of each month at 10 a.m. here at the County Administration Center, and essentially this board oversees and approves certain actions of the successor redevelopment agencies and manages the assets of the former redevelopment agencies, repayment of debt and other redevelopment obligations.
I can tell you right now that I can't do it, that I'm compromised on that day.
Who wants a spot on your resume?
Well, I don't know that I really want it. However, I do have a very large redevelopment agency, successor agency, so I.
Well, then I'm going to nominate Mayor Rebecca Jones for that position.
Second.
And second by McCann. Any other nominations? All right, then, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Yeah, I didn't think I'd hear any. Thank you.
Fuck you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right then, the next item is nominations for appointment to the California Coastal Commission. And I know there were some letters on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you want to give us the 411 on that?
Sure, the Speaker of the California State Assembly has requested the nominations for an appointment to the California Coastal Commission for the San Diego Coast. Representative be submitted by the City Selection Committee by March 11, 2023. The California Public Resources Code requires the Assembly Speaker solicit nominations from this committee as well as the San Diego County Board of Supervisors. It's recommended that this, it's required that this committee submit the names of at least three county supervisors and at least three city council members. So there has to be three supervisors and three city council members. And for reference, on February 7th, 2023, the Board of Supervisors approved nominations for the Coastal Commission, and they were for the Board of Supervisors, Supervisor Nathan Fletcher, Chairwoman Nora Vargas, and Vice Chair Tara Lawson-Reamer. For council members, the nominations were Imperial Beach Mayor Paloma Aguirre, National City Vice Mayor Marcus Bush, and National City City Council Member Jose Rodriguez. I'll also note that we received several nominations from committee members that have been distributed, posted online for the public. And if there are any members of the public that wish to address this committee on this item, I certainly would welcome that.
Any members of the public? Oh, yeah. All right. And are there any other nominations from the floor?
Yes.
Yes.
I would like to nominate for the council. Paloma Aguirre for the primary and alternate Raul Campillo, Esther Sanchez, Priyabhati Patel. Well, it says at least three,
so you can do four, right? Mm-hmm. Just a question of clarification. When we put in the nominations, are they just general nominations or could we specify, you know, that we're looking for primary and alternate?
It doesn't specify, it's just three names, at least three names. Yep.
Oh, okay, all right, got it, so
yeah.
We
went through this a number of years ago and we gave them a list. I'm sorry. We went through this a number of years ago when I was chairing this thing and the governor kicked them back and it does allow for you to do a second list. We did the second list, he kicked the second list back. It doesn't allow for a third list, so we did a revised list. Mm-hmm. And we finally got through all of that.
We're prepared then.
Yes.
Good.
Excuse me, can you repeat the three nominees for council?
Paloma Aguirre, Esther Sanchez, Priyabhati Patel, and Raul Campillo.
Okay.
And I'd like to also nominate John McCann. Got a few coastal issues over there also, I believe.
I would like to nominate Paloma Gary and Ron Morrison.
And Mayor Jones, were you going to say something? I thought I'd tell you.
Well, I was just curious, are we voting on these separately or how are we going to do that?
I think once we have nominations here, we'll see what we have, and then we can do those separately since we have, well, several. I think we have five so far.
Thank you. City of San Diego would nominate Raul Campillo and Paloma Aguirre.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other nominations?
I'm going to nominate Mayor Blackburn from Carlsbad since he didn't make it today.
That would serve him right.
He wrote a letter for Priya.
Yes.
Good. Yeah, well, you can put as many names up there as you want, basically. And there are different selections of this. Sometimes it's the governor, sometimes it's the speaker, sometimes, the other one, I think it was.
Senator Pro Tem?
I can't remember. It might be. But yeah, I guess this one is the speaker we'll pick from the list.
So if I understand correctly, the requirement is for at least three, but we can send 30 nominations.
Yes, that's correct.
And then the assembly speaker will look at
recommendations,
letters, and things. So, okay, thank you.
Okay, are there any other nominations? Go ahead.
Thank you. I just want to thank you for the support. I just want to mention that, you know, I expect to represent the area with the lens of coming from a small coastal community that is obviously very much impacted by both pollution and sea level rise and development, which is something that all of our cities are having to grapple with. I want to also express that my experience gives me the necessary tools to represent the region well. I have a master's in marine conservation from Scripps Institution of Oceanography. And I also have congressional experience having staffed Senator Booker on the coastal subcommittee in the Senate. So I want to express that I want to have a very open door policy for all of you that are, we're all dealing with these issues that are quite challenging for our times. And thank you for your support.
Thank you. So, do we have five names? Did you get all of them? That's five.
We have six names.
All right.
Six.
Seven.
Can I speak?
Yes.
Thank you. On behalf of the City of Oceanside, our number one pick is Mayor Paloma Aguirre. She has been serving actually as alternate. She has the experience. She obviously has the background. And her city especially is dealing with very severe coastal issues, as is the City of Oceanside. So I'm hoping to actually serve as her alternate, knowing that she's going to be there all the time, and certainly wanting to support someone who has this passion for the coast. The other names are obviously good as well. Raul Campillo, I know that he's very interested in this name, but I'm wanting to stay in the group, so to speak, because I do believe in her. I have served as coastal commissioner for a term for 4 years, and it was a very great experience and learned a lot. It is a quasi-judicial position and is very, very important to the San Diego region. Thank you.
Great. So can you read the seven names, please?
Thank you. It is Mayor Aguirre, Councilmember Campillo, Mayor Sanchez, Councilmember Patel, Mayor McCann, Mayor Blackburn, and Mayor Morrison.
Great, thank you. Any other names?
There was a letter from the County of San Diego also nominating Marcus Bush and Jose Rodriguez. Are you going to include those?
That's their nomination.
Right, that's correct. Those were the nominations from the Board of Supervisors.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so those get included.
They'll be, okay. I just want to make sure they were.
And John, did you have?
I was just going to ask if it's, are you looking for a motion to approve those nominations? And
well, I actually, that's what I would like to do. I think we should give everybody a shot. Everybody should have. Because I don't think there's anyone here that doesn't have a great concern for our coastal regions and will fight for us. I mean, I don't care who you are. I know you're going to go up there and you're going to fight hard. And so I think everybody's really well qualified too. So I think that's a great. So you want to put that in a motion that
I'll,
all the
I'll
names
second your motion
nominated.
If you want to make it.
Mayor Pinto, the only request that I would make is that we not submit the name of Mayor Blackburn because he, number one, isn't here, and number two, we've got a long slate of well qualified people who have stepped forward to be nominated. So I'm not sure why we're including Mayor Blackburn.
Well, anybody else have an opinion on that, or anybody want to remove his name besides?
Well, I will point out again that he sent in the letter for Priya Patel, so I would think that if he wanted to be included, he would have sent in a letter for himself.
Okay. All right.
I did reach out to him, and I didn't get a call back, so if he was interested. I did reach out to him as well. I didn't get a call back, so I would assume that if he was interested, he would have at least called back and said, oh, I would like to be considered as well. So,
well, in that case, then, I would be more than willing to remove his name from the list. That way we don't muddy the waters any more than they are, no pun intended. So does anybody have any heartburn with that? Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Tony. All right, then, I have a motion to approve the entire slate. Mm-hmm. And there was a second by Mayor Franklin. So all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed say no. All right, thank you very much. And so
there's one other action that the committee needs to take is the nominations for county supervisors. So we have to, the committee has to submit three supervisors and at least three council members.
Well, I'll move the names that were presented by the Board of Supervisors.
I second.
Was that Paloma?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, so motion second. Discussion? All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
All opposed say no?
No. Pardon me. Sorry, yeah, the aye was a
little.
You know, that sounds like something I would do. All right, then. All right, so that takes us to, I think that's the last item. All right, then. And so the next meeting, when date, time, location, will be determined at another date.
The next regular meeting of the committee will be the second Monday of October, which is October 9th, 2023 at 11 a.m. If there's no business required, we will cancel this meeting, so stay tuned for information from my office.
And that's why I say to be determined. Been here a couple of times. All right, thank you very much. We're adjourned. What's that, Mark?